Okay, I have something really juicy for you today. You know that house that was once featured on the Bravo network on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? The house that they rented for a girls' trip? Well, I have rented this house for a women's retreat taking place June 21st through the 25th. And this house is a 6,000 square foot luxury villa in the foothills of Santa Barbara. So you can find all the information for the retreat at projectimpactretreat.com. I'll see you there. Hello and welcome back to Tech Champagne. My name is Elisa Purdy and I am your host. And today I am here with the lovely Amber Hagberg. She was originally from Iowa and now lives in Costa Rica. She's the owner of a podcast called Amplified Impact. And she is a life and business mentor residing in the beautiful Costa Rica. Welcome, Amber.
I'm so excited to be back.
I'm excited to have you. This is your second time here on Tech Champagne. And we were kind of giggling the other day because you're the second highest listened to episode in the two plus years that I have been recording podcasts. So there's something about it that people really like. So I'm excited to have you back. Welcome back.
Yay. I'm so excited. I was like, when you told me that, I'm like, all right, we have to see how many more people we can reach on this one.
I know. So give us some updates. Well, first of all, for people that didn't listen to the first one, how did you get to Costa Rica?
Yeah, it's wild. I told you I did a baby hop. So I dropped out of college and went to Colorado to study yoga. And while I was there becoming a yoga teacher and really finding myself and my passion for being in this life, my boyfriend's like, hey, let's go to Costa Rica. You can do handstands on the beach. And I'm like, yes, take me with you. And I fell in love with surfing. I fell in love with the slow, pura vida, simple lifestyle. I don't love being cold. And like I said, I love to just grow. I love to grow and be better than the version I was yesterday. And selling everything I own to lead retreats in Costa Rica was the biggest jump I'd ever made in my entire life. But it's the jump that led me into entrepreneurship and really taking big leaps for those little whispers inside of your heart that you have no idea how. But in the like taking the action, the how is manifested through the universe providing for you.
Oh, that's so good. I love taking leaps. And, you know, we can't overthink things sometimes. You just got to trust your gut. And I think a lot of things get in the way of doing that. But you're a great example of trusting your gut and just making it work and going through different iterations. And so now your boyfriend is your husband, right?
Well, there's a little hiccup in the road. And so a year and a half, I had a miscarriage and this was God's source universe reminding me that this was not the person for me.
Oh, and I see.
A year and a half into being in Costa Rica, I had to get clear on if Costa Rica was actually meant for me or it was part of this relationship and the person that brought me here. And so actually, I was the first person in my lineage to choose myself over an okay relationship. And when I discovered that after I left it and healed myself, I realized my grandparents did this, my parents did this, staying in an okay relationship out of like fear of being alone or not having that dream soulmate person. And so I chose to leave him. And that was like a dark night of the soul. Like I did my own Eat, Pray, Love journey. I went to Bali, Thailand, Morocco, Italy. And I was like, who is Amber? And where am I meant to be? And what am I supposed to be doing? And Costa Rica called me back. And then I traveled. COVID happened. The world shut down. I was like, I'm moving to Bali. I got a visa and I was prepared to move to Bali, except I couldn't because I couldn't fly from Costa Rica to Bali because the borders were shut down.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, I had a psychic tell me, Amber, you're not leaving Costa Rica. And I'm like, no, I already have a person I'm living with. I already bought the visa. She's like, no, you're going to fall in love and you're going to buy land and you're going to stay in Costa Rica. And I did not believe her. And literally 6 weeks later, I met my husband while I was out surfing. And 6 months later, we had a baby. And I was like, oh, okay. So you're right. I'm not leaving Costa Rica. It's just like, I say Costa Rica is like the energy vortex of like, what you're meant to see and what is meant to happen for you to grow is presented. And that's why not everyone can live in Costa Rica. Mm-hmm. It's not easy to be here, but it is this just initiation. So yes, now I'm married. I have a baby, but it was through this like, oh, that's not the person for me. And now I have the love of my life. It's like from the movies, the way we fell in love is just like everything I dreamed of that I didn't know existed. And that was another huge leap of faith because my ex-boyfriend didn't want me to go. He would like throw out the fishing line, catch me. And then when he had me, he'd want to throw me back out again. And it was just like, I had had enough after I lost the baby and I wanted a baby so bad.
Aww.
I had to be like, enough is enough. And now I have my precious Imani, who is 2 years old. We were talking about that. Like I met you when he was like literally just born. So
yes, congratulations on your little family. Thank you for sharing such personal things, Amber. I really appreciate you being so honest and open. And I'm sorry about your miscarriage. That is a very difficult thing to go through. Yeah. But here you are now. You have your family and your little one. And I hope people connect with you on Instagram because your adventures are so fun. It's just your name, Amber Hagberg. And hang out with Amber on Instagram and see all the Costa Rica fun things. And so let's talk about you're in Costa Rica and you and I actually met in a mastermind for online entrepreneurs. So we speak the same language. We speak the same language of courses and creating masterminds and, you know, just kind of creating freedom in our lives and creating money and time and all these great things. So after your career in yoga, how did you get into the online space?
Yeah, I didn't know how challenging it was going to be to get people to come to my retreats. I used to teach 16 classes a week. And then when I moved here, it's like, I didn't have that same connection to bring people in. And in 2019, I just had this dream, like get more visible. Someone help me get more visible. And that was the desire that led me to creating my first online course. And when I realized that I could make 6 figures being a yoga life coach, I was like, oh my gosh, another soul awakening, like Amber, become a business coach. And I was like, I'm not a business coach, I'm a yoga teacher. And so like this idea of being a coach was really challenging for me to step into. Like I was really resistant, like who, me? Like, can I do this? And that's what I find a lot when we do get that call to be a coach. It's like the imposter syndrome rolls in. But what happens when we really claim these identities that are stretchy for us? It's like, it's in the becoming of that new identity that like, we have tools to help other people become their best expressions of self. And so, yeah, the desire to get more visible led me into becoming an online coach. And online coach allowed me to start selling out my retreats. And selling out my retreats then led me into, you know, the mastermind we were a part of. And that's where my Sold Out Retreats mini course was birthed, because I was in, you know, in our mastermind, like coaching people on their retreats. And so I was like, you should create a retreat course. And I was like, I never even thought about that. And that's why I was telling you before we hopped on, I love going on retreats. I love being in programs because it's the people that we meet and the connections that we build from putting ourselves out there.
Yeah, that's so true. And I think that's something that people, when they are sort of like considering a container to jump into, they look at the investment and then they try to quantify the investment per call or per masterclass or whatever is included. It's like, no, you have to be focusing on the people that you're going to be meeting in these containers and the relationships that you'll be building. And there's no dollar that you can assign to that. I mean, I wouldn't have met you. I wouldn't have seen all the magic that you're doing. You wouldn't have been on my original podcast. It's just, you know, you just have to be open to connecting. And that's really what this space is all about, is connecting. And I'm so glad that you followed your passion with the retreats, because, and that's one of the things I love to do as well. But I see your ads. We were talking about this a little bit before we hit record. I've seen a lot of your ads recently, and I'm like, oh, girlfriend has stepped it up. She is really going for it. And so let's talk a little bit about your ad strategy in this whole business and life.
Yeah, what's really cool actually is the first program that I joined becoming an online coach was how to run a webinar with Facebook ads. And there was very little strategy around organic marketing. And I went into this space of like, okay, let me create a webinar. I've never sold anything online. Let me create a high ticket offer. I've never sold anything online. Let me do sales calls. Never done this before. And I felt like I just got thrown into the wolves. And at first I was like, what am I doing? I felt so inauthentic. I felt so out of alignment with my like true heart and what I was doing. And that led me to question the strategy. I was following this strategy and it was working. And I had a multiple six-figure business, but I almost threw up on these sales calls. Like I would be driving and have to stop on the side of the road to take a sales call, and I was not free. And I was like, I came into the online space to be free. What am I doing? And that's when, you know, I kind of burned my business to the ground, like questioning everything and really wavering in what I was doing. But it led me to authentic marketing and really coming from the space of like, how do you market in a way that sells your offers without you really needing to sell your offers? That's how I met our coach. And what allowed me to do is create authentic programs to me that was anywhere from free, low ticket to high ticket. And I use that as an ascension model in my business where it's like, come get in, like no brainer offers, $37, $47. You could definitely pay at least $2,000 for these because there's so much value. But then what happens is they come on my retreats, they go into my mastermind, they hire me one-on-one coaching. And I built this out in a way that I no longer have to do sales calls, in a way that I no longer have to do Facebook ads. But what brought me back into Facebook ads is once I learned how to create reels and sell these low ticket offers, it's like, let's amplify that. Let's boost these courses with Facebook ads. And I was telling you, like Facebook ads, like I hired them when I was in my business the first round. And every time I hired them, like I paid them thousands of dollars and they never could get the same results as me. Mm-hmm. And so as much as like that first program, I was thrown into the wolves. We talk about ROI and like, it was a $6,500 investment. I had never had an online business before. I never had a business before. I didn't even know the online coaching world existed. And I just felt called to jump. And I was like, really like judging like every single person that signed up for my program. Okay, $1,000 towards that $6,500, $1,000 towards that. I'm counting every dollar. And now here I am 4 years later into my business, like I'm still getting ROI on that first shitty program I ever took. I learned so much from it. And so it allowed me to learn how to run Facebook ads because the Facebook ads world, like it is another language.
Yes.
But
yes.
You know the next, that language, like learning Spanish, it's so easy. Mm-hmm. Like what's time consuming is the marketing and the creative. That's easy to hire out once you know your marketing and your messaging. But once you learn this tool, you don't need it. Like I do like an hour a day on my ads and it brings me in so many new clients where it's like not everyone wants to do sales calls and not everyone wants to do high ticket. So once they get in the door with you, they're like, hey, like I've been in this course. Like how else can I work with you? And so what it's done is it allowed me to bring people in at a no-brainer cost where they get to know, like, and trust me, transformation of my programs. Like if this is what she's giving me for $37, $47, like what else does she have? Mm-hmm. And so for me, Facebook ads is just like this amplification of what's already working in your business.
Oh, that's so smart. Yeah. And I think, you know, you and I talked a little bit before we hit record here about paying other people to do your ads. And while there's a time and a place, you know, if they're not you. So it's really difficult to hire out your own voice and your own messaging. And so it's important to make sure that that's in alignment or learn how to do it yourself.
Yeah.
Also an option. So now you have a membership, the CEO Ripple Collective membership. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Mm-hmm. What? Not everyone was ready for my mastermind. Not everyone was ready for a $1,000 investment every month. So I was like, how can I get them ready? How can I give them so much? And what I did for myself was like, that $6,500 was a really big stretch for my nervous system. And yet I was able to hold it because I trusted and I had did other risky things in my life. And so I thought, what do I wish I had when I first started business? And I was like, oh, I wish that I could have had this no-brainer offer where someone was like holding my hand every day. And I learned this through Russell Brunson, and he has the Lynchton method, and it's creating like a low ticket offer that ascends them into your higher ticket offer. So in the membership that leads to the mastermind, like every single day I do a podcast episode. Every single month, I have a business masterclass training. I have a behind the scenes of how I'm using that business masterclass training in my business, what's working, what's not. I have a Q&A where you get personally coached by me. And there's an entire community of people inside that you get to network and collaborate and grow with. And that was what we've been talking about. So valuable, because now my clients are, they're doing podcasts together. They're doing retreats together. They're giving each other feedback on their sales pages. They're telling each other what they feel like is missing in their Instagram. And I think that community in and of itself is worth the $97 a month, but it's also like, okay, what's the strategy? What's the mindset? And how are you actually living and leading by example? And yesterday on my podcast for the Membership Collective, I said, what could you do for 365 days so that in 1 year from now, you could be the evidence of what you're guiding your clients through? And this all came from a 365-day challenge that I just did in Reels. And what I discovered is, like, I had this parallel. I went to a yoga class on Saturday. I've maybe went to like 5 or 6 yoga classes since Imani was born. I used to be a really dedicated yoga student, and then I became a mom and I realized
is
being a mom. But I was able to pike into a handstand and I was like, where are you and where did you get this from? And it was like, oh, you devoted 8 years of your life to a practice. And now that devotion, you've taken it into your business. And what did you learn from this? And so I said, yeah, now I'm clear on my marketing and messaging. Yeah, I know what it takes to commit to something where not every day did I have creativity. Not every day was it easy. And so the initiation here was like, okay, I'm living and leading by example for my clients. It was hard for me in the beginning. And now content creation is so easy. I can do it with my eyes closed in less than 10 minutes. And I was the example for my clients. And then I give them a Reels challenge, 25 prompts, 30 days, let's do this. And then there's prizes and there's giveaways for those that come in and join. But then it was like, what can you do? Like, how can you take this? Like, is it 365 days of eating well? Is it 365 days of activating your womb? Is it 365 days of learning how to tweak a funnel? Like, what do you do in your business where you devote, in yoga, we call it sadhana, a daily practice to learning and then coming back one and then going forward and 1 year from now being like, hey, this is where I was. This is where I am. What would happen if we worked together and did that?
Wow. Yeah, you were telling me about this before we hit record, and I have the page up here that I've kind of been peeking at while we've been chatting. And this is a very powerful container, as you know, very powerful container. How exciting. And so you use the membership then to, I think it's really important for people to hear how these memberships or lower ticket offers then lead into higher tickets. So what does that journey look like for your clients?
Yeah, well, basically you're listening to me every single day in a podcast episode. You're getting all of the trainings, you're learning from me. And in that, I'm also sharing like, hey, this is what we just did with my client in the mastermind. Hey, this is the results of what we're doing in my mastermind. And what happens is they're like, I want to work with you closer. How can I get coached by you? How can we brainstorm? How can we workshop? It's like, well, there's 2 spots left in the mastermind this month. Would you like to upgrade? And I had a client once message me and she's like, oh my gosh, I see how this works. I want to work with you in your mastermind. And I just started your membership. And then I'm like, hey, notice how this works for me. How can you do that in your business? How can you create a freebie so good that they're like, hey, how can I get more of you? Because what I want to do in my business is show you how it works for me so that you can reverse engineer and be like, how can I do that for my business? And what we see online is so many people celebrating, sharing what wins. But when I get behind the scenes with my coaches, I realize that the things I was looking at, like, I want to do that. They're like, Amber, that didn't work. So what we get to see in the membership is what actually works for me. What doesn't work for me? But you get quick wins. You see what happens. Like, someone came into my membership. She was making $0. She implemented the freebie and started making $3,000 a month. She's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this happened so quickly. But she already had 5,000 people following her on Instagram, 500 likes on her posts, tons of story views. She just wasn't selling that first step. And once she implemented that first step, it was like, hey, where can we go together? Like, let's do this.
Yeah. And something you brought up a couple of times here is stretchy decisions. And if we want any level of success, you have to be uncomfortable. And, you know, you've made a lot of stretchy decisions with your move, certainly with diving into a business you weren't familiar with, certainly, and, you know, in the lessons that you're teaching people. So from a sales perspective, how did you learn to sell the way that you do if, you know, you were kind of new to a sales space?
The first thing that happened is I was not good at sales.
I love this.
Oh, horrible. Like every time I did sales, like to say the price, I always said a different price. When I was in the DMs, I negotiated and gave different. But what really manifested for me was seeing the results. Once I started getting client results, I was like, oh, I now see that they get value out of this. And when we can use our own life, like I should have known this, but I didn't. I should have known from the results my life had and the impact it had on my life. But in the beginning, that wasn't enough for me to believe. What really shifted was when my clients started getting results. And I was like, oh, this is worth it. And that's why I teach now how to really see your life as the testimonial, your life as the evidence. And the way that allows me to sell now, I like to call it sales with soul. Ooh. If you believe in what you're selling, there's no icky, sticky, sleazy right. feeling. But I didn't in the beginning. I had to learn how to believe in what I was selling. But when you don't know what this world is all about and you don't know the results other people will get, sometimes it doesn't feel so good. But what I like to do now is look at the evidence, which is why I said the 365-day challenge. Notice what happens in your life when you devote yourself to your work. Then you have the evidence. And we have to believe. When you know what you're selling is going to change someone's life, you don't feel bad about selling it. I look at sales now as a holy, sacred invitation. How can we grow one step deeper? How can we get you to where you want to be? And I sell, where are you now? Where do you desire to be? And what can we do to allow you to find joy and gratitude in where you are? While implementing and taking aligned action every day to get you to where you want to go. Because if we're like seeking where we want to go and we're not enjoying the process to get there, it's farther and farther away. There's scarcity. And now living in this, like, I'm so grateful to be where I am. And I know like everything that I teach is because I learned the hard way. Like I always just wanted to be there. And I was always just like, I can't wait till I get there. And now I'm like, wow, look where you've arrived. So how can we practice gratitude and to sell soul based upon our own experience and knowing that sales is just an invitation? It's an invitation to help someone that you know you have a solution to their problem.
I love that. I think sales, the initial thought about sales is that it's sticky or it's slimy or salesy or whatever terminology you want to use. But I love that. You said a holy, sacred invitation. How welcoming. You're absolutely right. What you have to offer people is incredibly valuable. And you're just sharing, you know, you're sharing your gifts with other people in the hopes of supporting them on their journey, which is fantastic. Well, Amber, this is so, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, we can think like a lot of times people say, I want to make more money, but they're not selling enough. And they're like, yeah, but I already talked about it. And I'm like, Adidas sells shoes every day. Apple sells Apple phones every day. Like the movie theaters open every day. If you talk about what you have unapologetically, the person that needs to buy the thing you have today is going to buy the thing you have today. But if you are not selling it, they can't come through the door. So it's like sell your heart out, knowing that anywhere from 7 to 32 times your client, soulmate client, dream client needs to see your offer. And so that's why we have to keep inviting. It's like an invitation every day to invite the right people in, knowing that if you have clear marketing and messaging, they're going to come in through the door at the right time, but not if you don't sell.
If I had like an applause button right now, I would hit it. That's the thing. And I love that you're supporting people on in that part of their business, because that's where the gap is. People have this great thing. We put our blood, sweat, and tears into it. And then they post it a couple times and they don't get the response or the sales and they walk away from it or they just kind of shut it down. But you said 7 to 32 times. Amen to that. And at least 7 to 32 times, because now, you know, we're competing with a lot of noise on the internet, certainly. So we have to keep sharing and keep inviting people in.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I love that. And I love that I see your ads and your posts and your, you know, your sales marketing. I think it's great and people should not be afraid to sell.
And when you're overgiving all the time, it's like you know it's like worth so much more than what they're paying. It's like the lifetime value of that course or that program or that retreat is like tenfold.
And then lastly, can you share one of your freebies here and we can link to it in the show notes? Can you tell us about one of them?
Yeah, of course. Right now I'm launching it, amberhagberg.com/barefootandrich. And this is where I teach you about the unconventional way to make multi-six figures in your business through what I've called the sovereignty strategy. It's how I broke free of the webinar, the sales calls, and all of the things that didn't feel in alignment. So how we can fall in love with sales.
Oh, perfect. We will link to that in the show notes. Also, Barefoot and Rich is probably my favorite title of anything I've ever seen on the internet. So yes, please. So fun. Well, Amber, thank you so much for being a guest again on Tech Champagne. I love having you here. Your energy is so fun. And I'm excited for people to listen to this episode of the podcast. And I will link to your membership, the CEO Ripple Collective. And I will also link to your Barefoot and Rich freebie. And we'll also link to your Instagram, of course. People can follow you on Instagram at Amber Hagberg.
Yay. And anyone that is listening, be sure to share on social, tag us, let us know your biggest takeaway. For me, it's like being in Costa Rica, the connection to the people we get to meet because of like all around the world, it's just such a gift. And so I never take that for granted, those that we get to touch.
Oh, that's so awesome. I hope to attend one of your Costa Rica retreats one day. I would love to. That would be so fun.
Love that.
All right, my dear. Well, I will see you on the internet very soon. And thank you all for listening to this episode of Tech Champagne. And I will see you next week. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for spending your time with me today. I hope this episode brought you exactly what you needed. If you had fun today, be sure to hit the subscribe button or leave me a review. Your support means the world to me and it helps other women entrepreneurs find the show as well. And if you're looking for a free place to connect and learn more about creating your own six-figure online business, check out my Facebook group, Empowered Entrepreneurs. See you on the next episode.